Bishop Fred Davis live with We hear the word, receive the word, and we live the word. We live the word by applying the word and the principle into our lives. So if you have not already set your notification, we are here Monday through Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have Relationship Talk with Bishop. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we receive a word from Bishop. But on Sunday, we are here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, if you have not set your notification, please do so. But you can also text the word Bishop Greg to 80123. That's the word Bishop Greg to 80123 for any updates and special deals. And that way you would be notified by Bishop whenever he goes live on any of his platforms. Our subject for today is I have to do this. I have to do this. So before we hear from Bishop, we'll go in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day. Lord God, we thank you for just breathing breath into our body to allow us to live to see this day, a day that we've never seen before, and a day that we should never see again, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just want to stop for a moment and pray for Baltimore, Lord God. Lord, you see what happened, and this did not catch you by surprise, Lord God, because you are the God that can restore anything that has taken place, Lord God. So we pray for the families that was affected, and Lord, we pray right now that you would just heal and let the healing begin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bishop.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna probably just kind of whisper today. My sinus is draining immensely, and I've been using my voice a lot, but we're gonna get through this. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, E. I appreciate you. And to all of you that are here, it is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. Hello, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Clubhouse, everybody, Lottie Dottie, and everybody today. We are definitely praying for Baltimore. Erica said, it did not take God by surprise. God is all-knowing, all-seeing, and we're praying for those families who are affected, loved ones that can't be found yet, and so we are definitely praying. If you're from the Baltimore area and you're listening, we're definitely praying for you. Lot going on, but God is still in control of our lives. Thank you all for being here. Pray for me, and my voice, but you know, y'all know me. If I can whisper, then I'ma be here. One second, y'all. Good to see Prophetess Sonia, my daughter. Good to see you and all of you who's here. Haven't started Instagram yet. I'm doing that now. All right. We should be ready to go. Friday, 10 a.m., I'll be here for a special Good Friday teaching and time. For those that still have to work, you can definitely receive a word. I have a flyer for it. This has been one of the busiest weeks for me. Mondays and Tuesdays, and I have church every evening at my home church, and I'm faithful to that, so y'all pray my strength. I want to talk about, if y'all would do me a favor and share, invite and share on all platforms, I want to talk about I have to do this. I have to do this. We are in Holy Week, where we celebrate the death and the burial and the resurrection, Celeste, of Jesus Christ. For those of us that are Christians, you don't have to leave if you're not. This word will speak to you in its practicality. And this whole week is about a man who had a sense of urgency in his life. He spoke to his father and said, "Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man." He had a sense of urgency. Have you ever, Lisa? Have you ever, Prophetess Sonia? Have you ever had a sense of urgency, Dr. Paulette, on your life? Like Crystal, I know what I'm called to do. I feel like the time is now, you know. Can you imagine the weight and the burden that was on the Son of God? That he knew that when he was born, because he requested to go down and redeem man. David couldn't do it. Jeremiah couldn't do it. They searched all of the prophets, and nobody could do it. Dr. Paulette, you gonna like this. So he came knowing that he was gonna die. That dying was his assignment. I feel better now, Dawn. He came knowing, that dying, can you imagine to know that in order for your assignment to be fulfilled, that you had to die? Are y'all, can you imagine your mother and father telling you, you came into the world because you had to die? But then they told you something like, can y'all still hear me on Instagram? I forgot to put do not disturb. Then they told you something like, yeah, but you're gonna go down there and die, but I'm gonna raise you up again. Can you imagine the conversation he had with himself, because he was yet human, but he was also God. Can y'all hear me? Huh? But he had a sense, not Ruby, a sense of urgency that I got to get this done. I mean, he only lived 33 years. 30 years preparing for 3 years and then dying. Can you imagine being sent to the earth, healing the sick, raising the dead, but then you knew your assignment was to die? What a burden it is to have the assignment to die so that we could live. That's where I thank you, Lord, goes. Huh? I mean, before you were even here, he was dying for people that was not yet born, that would be born. I mean, he said something like this. He said, my whole meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. My whole reason for being is to do the will of him that sent me. I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day, for night come and no man can work. What a price to pay for our ransom. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? I've been preaching for 38 years and I ain't never thought about that. The height of Jesus' career was death. I mean, everything he did was to die. This ain't a popular message. Everything that he did was joy to die. He knew he was coming into the world to die. Everything that happened was planned. What about you, Dr. Paulette? What about you? What's your whole reason? Kimberly, what's your whole reason for being here? Huh? What's your whole reason for being born? Why did you come into the world? I mean, what's your purpose? What's your function? Oh, I got it. What's your why? Because your why says everything. Because we live life, TikTok. Huh? Joy. We live life aimlessly, like we have no purpose, like there's always going to be a tomorrow. Huh? Jesus said things like, I and my Father, we are one. Huh? Huh? Jesus said things like, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I mean, he was so far ahead of himself. He said things like, foxes have their holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to live. He just was radical. I mean, this week right here, yesterday, Monday, as we tracked this week to Calvary, he went in the temple and cleaned it out, whipped people out of there. Because they was hooking and crooking the rabbis and the priests and had deals with the money changers. I mean, Jesus, Lisa, was a revolutionary. Jesus didn't play it safe. He said things like, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it, lens of faith. I am the law. I am. When John the Baptist challenged him, he said, Go tell John the blind see and the lame walk and the dumb talk and the dead is risen and stuff like that. He was a revolutionary. You couldn't find him, Dr. Paulette. Lisa, you couldn't find him, Ashley, in the temple. He didn't hang out in the temple. Kimberly, Barbette. He hung out with the sinners and the publicans. Folk that had earrings in their nose and tongue rings and just all kind of radical stuff. Y'all not saying nothing. His assignment wasn't inside the church walls. Because you can't reach the lost inside the church. I don't know if y'all noticed, but they're not just running there. He said stuff like, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Y'all not saying nothing. There was a woman who had been married to a lot of people. And the man she had at home wasn't her husband. And she was empty on the inside. So she went from relationship to relationship. And he said stuff like, drink some of this water. Woo! I feel my voice coming back. And you'll never, Portia, you'll never thirst again. And then there was this one time, William, there was this one time when this woman had been caught in the very act of adultery. Y'all heard that story, and they was about to stone her. And he said, you that's without sin, cast the first stone. You know, the other thing, Dr. Paulette, I'm talking to you. You know the other thing about Jesus? He wasn't bothered by what folks said. He wanted to know what folks said. I'm teaching, ain't nobody saying nothing. Huh? He said, come here, y'all. Whom do men say that I am? We get upset because of what people say about us. But Jesus, he didn't get upset over what people said. He wanted to know what people said. We get upset. He didn't get upset. They say, some say you're this and some say you're that. And then Jesus said, I want to deal with y'all in the house because I want to know what y'all say. Who do y'all say that I am? And he had a way of communicating, Prophet Jerry, that he turned the conversation around and he built his church on that discussion and said, Peter, on your revelation, I'm going to build my church. Man, Jesus, man, let me ask you a question. I'm done. I'm almost done. How do you handle your assignment? How do you handle what you've been assigned to do? Because you said, I heard some of y'all say you Christ-like. Do you really understand that? Because this guy, he was so focused. You never find anywhere where he was inconsistent. You're not helping me, Lens of Faith. You never found anywhere, where there was any disloyalty to the Father. You never found any fault in him. Y'all not saying nothing. He When times got bad, he didn't run. Huh? How do you handle your assignment though? I mean, y'all, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think nobody here, their whole assignment is to die. Because his assignment was to die so that you can live. Y'all, I don't think none of y'all was placed here to die. Huh? His assignment strictly was to die. Everything was leading up to death. Huh? Can you imagine? And yet we complain about our assignment, and our assignment is to bring life. Huh? He had the kind of spirit that I got to do this. TikTok. Huh? He was so, Prophet Manasseh, good to see you. He was so focused on his assignment that you never saw no quit in it. He came with the attitude that I have to do this. I have to fulfill my purpose. I have to fulfill my mandate. I have a sense of urgency. This is the season. I want to announce to y'all, in this season of Holy Week, I want to announce to y'all, this is the season that you have to do it. You have no choice. You have no contemplation. There's no more complacency. No more waiting. Are y'all listening? No more putting it off. Hey, evangelist. Huh? No more lingering. Lord, I wish I had a voice. No more lingering. No more debating whether or not you're going to do it, or whether you're called to do it, or whether you have enough in you to do it, whether you're strong enough to do it, whether you... No more getting advice. The reason why you're not doing it now is because you done got so much advice. When you gonna listen to your own inner self? When you gonna listen to God? How many more people you need to call? How many more sessions you need to have? How many? Huh? My whole meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Huh? You know what time it is, baby? It's go time, baby. Show me the money! That's why my voice like this now. Huh? Hey, no more moving in silence. That excuse is over with. I'm moving in silence. You ain't doing nothing. Huh? No more trying to figure it out if you're the one. 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 See, let me tell you something about that moving in silence. It's all right to move in silence. But you can move so much in silence that the right people don't know you're moving. I just said something. You can move in silence so much that you damage yourself. That nobody knows that you even moving. Nobody even knows that you exist. Nobody even knows. Because God is about to send somebody from somewhere with your name, and they can't find you because you're hidden. You've let the wrong one put you in silence, because the right one need to be able to expose you to your next no more condemnation. Yeah, you did that when you was younger. Yes, you did mess up. You messed up. You messed up. You messed up. I'm not here to debate my message in the chat. You messed up. This is not Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Huh? You messed up. You got caught in the cookie jar. You did that. But therefore, there is now no more condemnation. There ain't no shame. Matter of fact, he's about to give you double for your trouble. For your shame, chat, Lord help my voice. He said, I'm going to give you double. Huh? No more trying to pass it off to somebody else. I'm going to let somebody else do it. Nope. This assignment is tailor-made for you. All right? No more, well, Bishop, I went through this and I went through that. God is not concerned about what you went through. He was there when you went through. Huh? Shakim said it just so nicely. Him and Dr. Paulette always preaching my sermon. Huh? I need 29 people to go with Shakim and put in the chat right now. It's time to execute. You know what this week is about, Shakim? This week of Holy Week is the execution week. It's the week that culminates 33 years of life. This is the week where Jesus finds out why he was born. I need 19 people to find out your reason for being here. It's execution time. I wish I could scream. I'm going to need Prophetess Neaton to come scream for me, huh? No more trying to pass it off to somebody else. There's a time when all of what I just stated is over with. The appointed time, the time for you to move in what God sent you to the earth for. This is when purpose aligns with destiny. Are y'all listening to me? This is when purpose aligns with destiny. It's lights, camera, and action time. Did y'all hear what I said? It's time for lights, camera, action. You're not, how much longer are you going to prepare for this? Huh? How much longer? Huh? When you're put out of one place, it means that God is setting you up somewhere else. And that's the word of the Lord. I don't know who that's for. But God said, when you are put out of one place, hey, coffee. Huh? That means he's setting you up somewhere else. I promise you, chat, my life is like the eclipse. When one door closes, the new door eclipse over the old door. Thank you, chat. You got it. I'm going to read what you just put in there. When you are put out of one place, that means he's setting you up somewhere else. For 10 people that would join chat in that and put it in the chat, God said he's about to do it for you. He said, I'm eclipsing the old thing. He said, I shut it up. That's why you ain't got no voice now. Huh? I shut it up. Share not my soul. I feel my strength. Huh? Nina? Huh? I shut that door. Prophetess Nina is a testimony. Huh? Right when she starts the prayer room, her man leaves. Don't want her to pray. She got to go in the closet because he don't want to hear her praying. And God shuts him out so that the midnight cry. Two things happening at one time. Huh? Man walks out and you birth the midnight prayer. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Job closes up. COVID happens. And when the right one come, has always been here, but is birthed in a different kind of way. Because God can do two things at one time. Dr. Paulette, come here. Come here. He said, Chad, I need you to shout off this. He said, I close doors that no man can open. And I open doors. Whoa! Don, where you at? I open doors that no man. He said, I can do two things at once. I can close a door and open the one at the same time. Shana Masu. Rest your voice, Bishop. He said, I close doors. But you ain't getting the notice that when I'm closing one thing, I'm opening something else for you. So don't worry about, says the Lord, what I close. I closed it. Good to see you, Coffee. Huh? If he closed one door, rest your voice, Davis. Huh? Rest your voice, Davis. If he closes one door, I don't know who this is for, but you need to get up and dance, right? If he closes one door, oh, that means he's about to open something else. If he closes one door, woo, I'm stuck right there, huh? If he gets rid of one man, God Almighty, Joanne, that means he's getting ready to bring the right one. Huh? You're not saying nothing. Huh? Friends walk away. Mother and father forsake me. Then the Lord shall take me up. I said, if he closes one door, he is bound to open another. Because he says, I close doors. I'm stuck there, Chad. I close doors. That no man, you up there trying to open, let me back in, let me back in, let me back, let me, I love him, let me back in, let him close it and bless you. Put that in the chat, Erica, let somebody follow you. I said, let him close it and bless you. Woo! I said, let him close it. Door closings. When God closes a door, that means he always has something better. You there crying over a closed door. Rock bottom don't mean nothing to God. God made the rock. You can always begin again. So we are in this holy week, celebrating what Jesus did for us. But it's also about assignment. And it's also about his why. Told you he came to seek and to save that which is lost. My whole need is to do the will of my Father. 33 years of his life was all for this week. Huh? Our lives, chat, all boils down to one thing. Not a lot of things a day. Our life don't, Kaylin, it don't boil down to a lot of things. We make life about a lot of things, Joy, but our life don't boil down to one thing. Jesus's life boiled down to one thing. Dying. So I want to go to the 22nd chapter. Of the book of Matthew, I believe it is. Lord, I didn't write that. Find it for me, E. 22nd chapter, verse 42, the New Living Bible. I believe it's Matthew version that I'm reading out of. Father, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. He is closed up in the mountain. He got three with him. They done fell asleep. But now, watch this, lens of faith. The reality of the assignment. Dr. Pullet, you're going to like this. Y'all writers like this kind of talk. The reality, Dr. Pullet, stop it. The reality of the assignment is now setting in. The reality of what he's going to have to do is now setting in. The reality of the calling, the burden chat of the calling. Huh? Have you ever sat there and said, Lord, don't you know where I came from? And you really want me to do this? Have you ever wrestled with the burden of what's going to have to take place? He sits there and he knows. I just felt the Holy Ghost creep in. Huh? He knows what Judas is going to have to do. What a thought to have somebody walking close to you. Shana, na, na, na. Luke, thank you, daughter. Thank you. I was moving too fast writing this. Huh? I knew it was either Matthew or Luke. Thank you. You got me. Huh? You got the man that's carrying the money bag. That's going to actually sell you off. Father, can you let this cup pass? You got the man. Look at the chat, y'all. You got the man who you established the church off of, getting ready to betray you. And then you got Thomas that's going to doubt you. At that point, you're getting ready to say, who else is it going to be? Y'all not saying nothing. So he says to his father, if you're willing, watch this. He didn't say if you can, but he said if you're willing. Because he knows that God can. The truth of the matter, the question is, in a lot of cases, is he willing? When you say willing, it comes from the word will. Is it the will? Y'all not saying nothing. Is it your will? Please take this cup. Take this cup of suffering. He was God, chat, but he was also flesh. Because in order to, oh God, chat, they ain't gonna like this. Claudette, hello, they ain't gonna like this. Huh? He was God, but he was also flesh, and the flesh wrestles with the God side. Every day we are in a battle. Don't care how much you believe in God, how much you go to church, the flesh side Green Prophet, Georgia. Huh? It wrestles with the God side. Every time I desire to do good, evil. He had to go in the flesh because the God side couldn't redeem man. It is the flesh side that wrestles. It is the flesh side that don't want to do what it's called to do. So the flesh rises up in him. The flesh rises up in him. And say, if you can let this cup of suffering pass. Have you ever asked God a question that you already knew what his answer was? Star, thank you. Have you ever asked God a question? Lord, I wish I had a voice. Have you ever asked God a question to do something and take some away and you knew it wasn't his will? You really, and God looks back at you and say, Dr. Paulette, Chat, Erica, you really tried me. And then Kimberly, you turn around and say, I know God. I know, I tried you. So you ain't the only one that be questioning God. Jesus questioned God, even though he had a moment. It is not uncommon, neither is it sacrilegious, neither is it, y'all not saying nothing, because no matter how spiritual you want to be, coffee, no matter how spiritual you want to be, when you do the assignment God has called you to do, you're walking in your flesh. It is the flesh that fulfills the assignment. It is not your spookiness. If that was the case, Cynthia, then God could have just got rid of everybody and redid things. But he needed a sacrifice. And everybody else wasn't pure. I'm back. He said, if you are willing, I'm back. Yeah, you take your spookiness down to pay your light bill and all that. And you talk about, huh? They're gonna lock you up in jail. Huh? You take your spookiness and pay your cell phone bill. Huh? You take your spookiness, you're not saying nothing, and pay that car note. Huh? Then he come back. I'm done. Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, not your will be done. Not yet, I want your will to be done and not mine. Ladies and gentlemen, he had to do it. He had a moment, but he still knew he had to do it. Who am I talking to? Huh? Huh? You done had your moment. You done cried. But you got to do it. Huh? I know it's not comfortable. Huh? I know it's not popular. I know you're the first one in the family. I know everybody else was supposed to do it, but they all dropped out. They all failed. Huh? You're the last man standing. Huh? 19 people put in the chat. Whatever your assignment is, I want you to put in the chat right now. I have to do it. 19 people, put it in the chat. Watch this. and I'm done. Verse 45. Luke 22:45. Erica, then an angel from heaven appeared. This is the only reason why I came today. Right here. This text, part of the text right here. Then an angel. Dr. Paulette, this is for you. All right? Don't nobody else want this, so I'm going to give it to you. This is for Prophetess Nina. Caleb, this is for you. Don't nobody else want this. Chat, this is for you. All right? This, hold on, Carolyn, I'm coming back. They kicked me off. When I get to the good point, Jesus Christ. Huh? This for you. This for y'all. Carolyn, this is for you. Huh? Huh? This is for Nairobi. All right? This is for Nairobi. Are y'all listening to me? Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. Huh? Oh, that didn't make y'all shout. I don't know about you, but every now and then, huh? I need some strength. Because, hey y'all, come here, lean forward. Do y'all know the weakest time? Do you know when the devil really tries to challenge you? No, I'm being for real. It's just when it's time to fulfill the assignment. A sure time, coffee, that you're just about there. Huh? Just about when you can see the breaking of day. Langley, Mildred, Ellen, huh? When all hell breaks loose, it is not because you're not almost there. Hell breaks loose. Help me close it, Father. Hell breaks loose is when you're on the right road, Langley. Hell breaks loose. Come here, y'all. Come here. He can't hear us, huh? Hell breaks loose, huh? When you just about cross the finish line. Hell breaks loose. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? When you can smell victory. If you're going through hell, wait till Sunday morning. Wish I had a voice. Huh? So you can't give up now. You gotta do this. I came in here today with no voice to strengthen you. Do you know the book of Revelation talks about the preacher being the angel of the church? I came here to strengthen you today. Oh, Zion, put on your strength for the glory of the Lord. Woo! Shalana my soul. For the glory of the Lord is here. Huh? This ain't your time for giving up. This is the greatest week of your life. I decree and declare by Sunday morning, some miracles are going to happen in here. I decree and declare by Sunday morning, you're going to see some turnarounds. I decree and declare. Don't care what you're going. You got to do this. Don't you dare quit now. You got to do this. Huh? Don't you dare throw in the towel. You got to do this. It's in your belly. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You got to do this. You were born for this. You were bred for this. You were raised for this. You were prepared for this. You went through hell for this. You suffered for this. You cried over this. So don't you walk away now. I dare you walking away. I dare you. I dare you to run on and see what the end's gonna be. You got this. I'm counting on you. Don't you fumble the ball now. You had too many restless nights. You had too many losses. You had too many losses. You had too many people lie on you. You got too many people expecting you to fail. Say, I got this. I got it with everything in me. Just because you say I ain't, I'm going to do it. Just because you say I can't, I will. Just because you say I won't, I am. So, Father, I decree and declare the seed today is $40. 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 And I want you to put in the chat of your giving. I want you to say, I got this. That's what the seed name is today. I got this. You're sowing a seed of 40. Some of you are going to double the seed. Thank you, Lisa. I saw your message. I got this. Huh? I got this. Your seed today. Huh? Seed is 40. Huh? $40. You're sowing into the word today. Huh? I gave it everything I had. I'm not done. I gave it everything I had. Y'all know I don't stop. Your seed is 40. And I want you to put in this. I got this. Huh? I got this. I got that. I got this. After the door closes, I got this. I know another door is opening. Huh? Bless you, Joy. I got this. Huh? I got this. That's all I want you to put in there. I got this. Three words. Huh? Tell the devil, I got this. Huh? Tell your mom and them, I got this. Huh? Huh? I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody, you feel like going back to something. Huh? You feel like going back to doing something you used to do. The enemy told you, just go on back and do what you used to do. Ain't nobody gotta know. No. Devil's a liar. I got this. I ain't going back to doing nothing. Huh? I got this. I ain't going back to doing nothing. I got this. You're sowing a $40 seed. I see you're prettier. I got this. I'm not walking away. I got this. Huh? I don't care how much pressure you put on me. I got this. Kimberly, I got this. You got it, girl. Everybody put in the chat. Ade, you got this. Huh? Huh? I don't care how hard it get. Woo! I got this. I can carry this. Huh? I was on Prophetess Nina. I'm so proud of her. I slipped in and surprised her. I went in on her mentorship program. I was so proud of her. Huh? You got this, Prophetess Nina. It's only the beginning. You got this. You got this. Chat, you got this. There's a transition going on, chat, but you got it. You got it. You're not about to commit suicide. Nobody dies on my watch. Nobody dies on my watch. You got nobody dies on my watch. You got this. Nobody dies. You're not dying. You're not quitting. You're not giving up. And the Bible says he prayed more fervently. He was in such agony of the spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like drops of blood. Huh? The more he felt like quitting, the more he prayed. This is transition, chat. You know what God just told me? We got to learn the difference in transition and the end. Transition is not the end. It's just a new beginning. Did you hear what I just said? I said transition is not the end. It's just the new beginning. Hallelujah. I got this financial shift. I got this move. I'm just gonna follow the plan. Yay! I'm gonna just go on and follow the plan. Huh? Get the boys together. Let's have our last supper. I'm going to just follow the plan. Judas, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly because I got this. Peter going to deny me because I got this. Huh? Mother, stop crying. I got this. Huh? I don't care how much they beat me. I got this. Because I know what he said. I got this. Y'all know why you got this? I'm done. Huh? Y'all know why y'all got this? I told y'all Sunday, but y'all ain't hear me. Huh? Star, that's fine. Love you, thank you. She said, I can't sew today, Bishop, but as soon as I can, I will. That's fine, just receive the word. Y'all know why y'all got this? Chat, this the shout, and I'm done. Because I ain't got no more voice. Things will happen just like he said. Huh? Things will happen. Stick to the plan. Just like he said. He told you the end. He just didn't tell you about the stuff in the middle. Things will happen just like he said. All right? Don't worry. Don't fret about the twists and the turns, because things will happen just like he said. Don't worry about the stuff, because things are going to happen. Kick me out again. Things will happen just like he said. So start moving. Huh? Prophetess Sonia? Huh? Start moving. Start shaking, huh? Because things will happen just like he said. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at anything that will cause you to think it's not going to happen. I got an announcement, huh? Every setback was a setup for things to happen. Everything that looked like it was a setup was a setback, was a setup. Huh? But I had a child and it threw me off. Things will happen just like he said. So don't be weary. Those of you today that will sow that seed of $40, I'm done. I'm done. Those of you that would sow that seed of 40, I want you to sow that seed. That's right, chat. You trust him when you can't see him. You follow him when you can't trace him. Hey, y'all. I want you to put this in the chat and I'm done for real. I'm right on time. I'm right on time. I'm right on time. Put that in the chat. I'm right on time. Because the devil want to play with y'all. It's timed out. Huh? Everything is timed out. You're right on time. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh, bless me now. Prophetess Nina, would you pray for us today, please? However, the Lord gives it to you, whatever he tells you. Prophetess Nina.
Can I do that song you were singing?
Yes.
Nina, my Savior, I go to Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for all things being well. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because we know what we're experiencing in our lives. God was all purposeful. And we thank you, Holy Ghost, that you meant for this for our good. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the moment you decided to come down. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a volunteer. We thank you, God, that you have allowed your anointing to rest, rule, and abide with us. Thank you for your son, God. Thank you for the weight of the glory that was upon his life. We give you glory, Lord God, because if it had not been for him, where would we be? We would not be redeemed today. And we give you the glory right now, Holy Spirit, for you're changing the hearts and the minds of your people to worship you in the midst of, to glorify you in the midst of them, O Ramandia. And we say right now to God, thank you. I'm sorry. I get so caught up when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, all that he sacrificed for us, all that he gave up. And Father, we give all glory and all honor to you because of your goodness and your mercy. It's nothing that we've done.
Bless y'all. I'm going to release y'all.
But it's all you got.
If you want to join us on Clubhouse, you can. Thank y'all so much. So let's see.
Amen and thank God.
If the Lord give you something else to pray, go ahead. If you let.
I just want to prophesy over the room this morning. I'm sorry.
Bless y'all. Come to Clubhouse. We're out of here. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Joy, Dawn. Thank you, Nairobi. Sow your seed, y'all. I need you to do that today. All right. Blessings.